Indeed, folks, we are. Mr. K with you here. Welcome to My Audio Face right here on CKMS 102.7 Radio Waterloo. Glad to have you all with me today. We're going to have a wonderful time over the next hour. We've got a great jazz musician coming up in a few minutes that we're going to have the pleasure of talking with and who will be in the region tonight. So stick around just a few minutes and you will be able to hear directly from said great jazz musician. First off, I want to play something, bit of a sneak preview for you guys. Some exciting stuff happening at Radio Waterloo and in the greater world of community radio in Canada. A wonderful documentary is coming out this winter, so we're not too far off, and it chronicles the roots of community radio in Canada, which Radio Waterloo, of course, is very heavily traced back into. So that is coming up. We'll have more info to share with you on that. But a very cool part of that is a CD album that is released called Robot Apocalypse. We're going to hear a song off of that, and then I will tell you where you can get your hands on this beauty. So right now, probably brand new stuff for you to hear. This is Mechanical Heart off of Robot Apocalypse.
Yeah. Hey there, all you cats and kittens. This is Mark from Sir, and you're listening to My Audio Face with Mr. K here on CKMS Radio Waterloo.
What's up, everyone? This is The Beard.
And this is Tiny from Decatur. And you're listening to
My Audio Face on CKMS.
Thank you.
One Finger Snap. That was the One Finger Snap from the Nick McLean Quartet right here on My Audio Face with Mr. K. And right before that, we heard Decatur with a band and a song that's very close to Beard, and we'll send that out to him. And we started off with some Mechanical Heart off of the new album, Robot Apocalypse, which is the soundtrack to the upcoming documentary about community radio in Canada. I believe it is aptly titled Radio Waterloo. I'll confirm that for you, but that will be coming out. I've seen the trailer. I'm going to post it again on my Facebook page, My Audio Face, and you can check it out. It looks pretty cool. You'll like it if you're from the region, if you're into community radio, if you like history. It looks very well produced and very interesting, and you should check it out. Let's continue on with a fellow that I follow on Facebook and continues to amaze me. This guy, I want to say he's an amateur in the sense that this is not his professional make money gig, what he does. He has a full-time job, I believe, working and producing, working in a record studio, producing music and so forth. But every Thursday, this guy puts out a cover of songs he picks kind of all over the spectrum. A lot of them are pop songs, but he redoes them in a metal flavor. Fellow's name is OHP. What's triply cool about it, one, is I just love anybody that does covers in the style they like. Certainly metal, which is what I like, so everything he does I love. But he plays all the instruments, he produces the whole thing, puts out a video, sings, does everything, and he puts one out every week. It's just insane. So OHP, we're going to play that. Go on to YouTube or on Facebook and find this, and you can watch the videos too. They're pretty amazing. This is a song from Soul Asylum, and we're going to send it out to Genevieve. Enjoy.
I know.
We just heard the one and only OHP out of California with his rendition of Runaway Train from Soul Asylum. And I'm very pleased to have with us right now Nick McLean from the Nick McLean Quartet. How are you, Nick?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Kevin.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for coming on. I hope you enjoy the eclectic mix of music we've got going today. I already got some messenger texts from folks listening. I went straight from a pretty heavy Toronto band called Decatur right to one of your songs. I believe it is One Finger Snap. And let's just say there's a bit of a difference between the two, other than to me what they have in common. Both really good songs. So thanks for being on. Nick, you're going to be in town tonight. Tell us about that.
At the KW Jazz Room tonight. For anyone who doesn't know, it's an absolutely phenomenal jazz venue in the city. We played, this band hasn't played there before, but I've played there before in a couple of different contexts. So we're really excited, and we're going to be doing our CD release show. So we've spent the last year or so recording, mixing, and all those other things to produce our debut album. It's called Rites of Ascension, and it was released October 31st, so just a couple of weeks ago. And we just started the rollout, and we're already starting to get some pretty great feedback from radio stations and from critics.
Fantastic. So this like you said, this is your debut album with the quartet. So what was different about this particular experience than other things you've done in the past?
So it's I run two projects at the moment. So my first project is kind of an electric jazz funk, jazz rock project called Snaggle. The comparison I usually make when people ask me what that sounds like, it's like Miles Davis meets Rage Against the Machine. So it's got a lot of, it takes a lot of influences from Brecker Brothers, from Snarky Puppy, from bands like Weather Report. And I've released a couple of records with that band, the latest one being The Long Slog, and that was released on the Toronto independent record label Brontosaurus, which the Nick McLean Quartet is also signed to. So the Nick McLean Quartet is a very different project from Snaggle. Snaggle's the more funkified, groove-oriented thing, whereas the Nick McLean Quartet is more of a capital J jazz, hard-swinging kind of vibe, taking a lot of influence from Herbie Hancock and kind of his 1960s trumpet quartet with Freddie Hubbard. So the two main records that we're taking a lot of inspiration from are Maiden Voyage and Empyrean Isles. So this project is very much taking that kind of ethos, those kind of playing sensibilities, but bring them to the modern day. There's a couple of Herbie Hancock tunes on the record that we put our own spin on, but a lot of it is explored through original material that myself am writing, and then there's also a tune on the record that's been written by the trumpet player in the band, the award-winning composer Brown Man Ali.
Right on. And so tell me a bit more about Brontosaurus Records. Is that the Brown Man Ali adventure?
Yeah, so initially Brontosaurus was just started as a home for, because Brown leads seven or eight different ensembles, so it was initially created as a home for those. But in the last few years, he's been opening it up to other like-minded artists in the city. The whole purpose behind the record label is to catalyze the creation of jazz art. So whenever Brown sees an artist that he thinks is really pushing boundaries and is trying to say something unique, in an effort to push the music forward, because we're all about the evolution of jazz, what we're We're trying to play the music of tomorrow, not the music of yesterday. Though, of course, it needs to be informed by the tradition.
Sure.
But anyway, so there's been a number of bands that have been releasing records on the record label, and in the last year, so my group Snaggle, we released a record October last year, and then soon after that, an incredible electric trio called Modus Factor. Their tagline, I'm forgetting some of the words of it, but it's electronic improvisational bedlam. It features Brahman Ali, Ian D'Souza, who's a monstrous bass player, plays with Kevin Bright's The Euclid Sisters. I might be getting that band name wrong. But and then it's led by the drummer Chris Lesso. Then last January, we had a release from a fantastic contemporary big band led by Toronto saxophonist Chelsea McBride called The Socialist Night School, and that record's been doing really well. So then to the Nick McLean Quartet, this is the most recent release on the record label. And then about, I guess it was about a year ago, Brown brought me on board as a label manager to the record label. So I've been working really closely with him over the last little while, putting together some of these projects and helping run business.
Awesome. And that must be a lot of fun for you to sort of be able to see all the different sides. I would imagine a lot of performers and musicians, you know, are solely focused on their craft, which I can certainly appreciate would be a full-time endeavor in and of itself, but I think it's probably really adds to the experience for you to then be able to see a little bit more on the business side and the production side.
Oh, absolutely. It's been an enormous learning experience for me. Brown and I met in Chelsea McBride's Socialist Night School. We both played in that band, and Brown still does. And, so it's ever since then we started hanging out, and we discovered that we're very like-minded on a number of issues. We think about things very similarly. We hold a lot of the same musical ideals and values, and so he's been something of a mentor for me for the last 2-3 years, and yeah, it's been an enormously valuable learning experience for me.
That's great. So just a reminder, folks, we're speaking with Nick McLean of the Nick McLean Quartet, who are in town this evening at the Jazz Room in Waterloo. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 8:30. There's a $20 cover charge. But am I reading this correctly, Nick, that the CDs, because it's a CD release party, are going to be only $5 tonight?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah, you can pick up a CD for less than the price of a Starbucks cup of coffee. Usually the physical discs are $15, the digital versions are $10, but for the CD release shows only, they're going to be going for $5. And with that, you get the full record, but you also get 12 pages of liner notes. Every artist on the Brown Soros record label, has extensive liner notes that go along with the record, because we're big believers in the idea that it's important that people know the artists behind the music.
Mm-hmm.
Like today we live in a culture where people aren't given a lot of information about the artists that they're listening to. I mean, something might come on the radio and people will listen to it and they might like it, but they might never take the time to actually figure out who they are. So, on the Nick McLean Quartet record, we were lucky enough to have our liners written by the Canadian jazz piano great Dave Restivo. So he penned a number of really insightful words about the record, and then I wrote a few things about kind of what the tunes mean to me and what the basic ideology behind the record, because art should say something. It shouldn't just be a collection of interesting sounds. It should have something to say.
Right on. I couldn't agree more, and I'm looking forward to picking up my own copy. I'm gonna have the pleasure of hearing it tonight. It'll be my first time at the Jazz Room, but I've certainly heard from everybody in the region. I bring up the place, and without doubt, they tell me the place is fantastic. It's made for a soiree like you're going to present tonight. So that's pretty cool. So you've got Brownman Ali as well joining you, and
yep. And the other two members are Tyler Gertzen on drums and Jesse Deechy on the bass. Tyler and I went through school together. We were both at Humber College, so I've known Ty for a number of years, and he's a phenomenal drummer. He plays in a number of different groups around the city, and he's one of the most in-demand 20-somethings on the scene. And then Jesse, I met Jesse through Brown. He and Brown were friends for a number of years before we brought him on board the quartet. And Jesse's a really interesting cat because he's got deep ties to both the jazz and the classical community. I think he's playing in the Esprit Orchestra, which is one of the leading Canadian orchestras for original new music. And he just graduated from the Glenn Gould School of Music, and he leads the Jazz Classical Hybrid Ensemble, the Catalyst Ensemble, which has a performance coming up at the Burdock in Toronto early December, which is going to be fantastic.
Cool. So that's quite a lineup. Looking forward to that. And just so the fans are clear, we're not going to hear Rage Against the Machine tonight, though, will we? Even if I request it?
No, Rage Against the Machine. Though a couple of the tunes go to some unexpected places.
Okay.
I don't know if you've played Elasticity of Space and Time yet, but that one was written because I wanted to hear what kind of the juxtaposition between heavy blue note swing and greasy, dirty hip-hop would sound like.
Okay, well, actually, I've got that song queued up. We're going to play a couple of your songs, so I'll play that one for sure. And why don't you tell us a bit about, just before I let you go, why don't you tell us about this song, I'll Play Madness of Nero. Give us a bit of the story behind that one.
Definitely. So Madness of Nero is the tune that was written by, or I shouldn't say tune, more like compositional odyssey. It was written by Brownman Ali, and now Brown does a lot of reading. I think last time we spoke, he said he digests like 3 books a week. His place is just crammed with books. There are shelves everywhere, and then there are stacks of books on the ground piled around. So he was reading about the different emperors of Rome, and of course Nero being the most despotic and tyrannical and crazy of the lot. So this tune explores his reign and kind of his gradual descent into madness. So it goes a lot of different places. It's a really great tune.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Nick. Best of luck on the, you've got a couple shows. I'm going to mention them in a sec, but I'll let you get going. We'll see you tonight. And thanks for coming on. That was Nick from the Nick McLean Quartet, folks.
Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, see ya. All right, so that was Nick McLean from the Nick McLean Quartet, who is in Waterloo tonight, Friday, at the Jazz Room, going on stage at 8:30. If you can't make that show, they're in St. Catharines tomorrow night at the Maytay Cafe, Sunday back in Toronto at the Rex, and then next Saturday at the Manhattans in Guelph. So, opportunities to catch the quartet, and let's hear about the descent of Nero into madness with the Nick McLean Quartet right here on My Audio Face.
Thank you. radical evil. It's so committed to evil, it's so committed to hatred and cruelty, that it becomes suicidal. You've done everything you need to do to make people realize that you're in power, but you somehow can't stop. There has to be a special appetite. There must be the desire to see how far you can go. Thank you.
All right, Laugh at the Fakes with Killing Time. Hope you enjoyed the interview we had just earlier with Nick McLean of the Nick McLean Quartet. It's great fun talking with him, and found out about his other project that we're going to have to get on the show in the future. But tonight, the Nick McLean Quartet is in Waterloo at the Jazz Room. Make sure you get out there tonight. It is their CD release party. Rites of Ascension has just been released. And you can pick up that CD for only $5 if you attend the show. So do that, would you? On Saturday, November 25th, CKMS Radio Waterloo is holding its first in a long time CD and vinyl sale to raise funds for the station, which is 100% supported by its membership and volunteers. And we are selling tons and tons and tons of CDs that have accumulated in the Radio Waterloo CKMS archives over the years. So this is your chance to pick up off the beaten track, unusual, rare releases from a whole variety of artists, recent as well as going back many, many years. And there is going to be a limited amount of vinyl also available that is expected to go fairly quickly. And this is Saturday, November 25th, right outside the CKMS studios at 283 Duke Street West in Kitchener. 8 o'clock start, goes till 2 p.m. Tell your friends, tell your family, and come on out. It is 10:50 on My Audio Face with Mr. K. Reminder that you can reach Mr. K through email at myaudioface@gmail.com. or via Twitter at MyAudioFace, and of course on Facebook at the Facebook page, which is MyAudioFace. We'd love to hear from any new bands or band submissions. Love playing local music and new Canadian music. So if you have something you want played, get it to me, and I will do my very best. Special announcement. This is for two people, one recovering from some surgery and one helping somebody recovering from surgery. So have a super recovery day. This message is brought to you by Teddy and Tiger. And the song Killing Time was dedicated to that crew. And we're going to play a bit more music. Before that, I just want to tell you about one other event coming up. The Cambridge Record and Music Collectibles Show will be held this coming... No, that's not true. The Cambridge Record and Music Collectibles Show will be held Sunday, December 3rd, 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Sunbridge Hotel, a $200 Holiday Inn Drive. Over 30,000 LPs will be available across many genres and formats. Admission is only $4. There's free parking, and there is an early admission at 9 a.m. for only $20 for those of you that want to get a head start on going through those 30,000 LPs. So that's the Cambridge Record and Music Collectibles Show, Sunday, December 3rd at the Sunbridge Hotel. Find out more about that and the CKMS CD sale, you can go to our website, radiowaterloo.ca. Let's hear another song from the Nick McLean Quartet, who are playing tonight at the Jazz Room. This is called Elasticity of Time and Space.
the center of the sun, energy is created by fusion, and a photon of light is born. This photon of light, careening back and forth, eventually escapes the sun. That takes hundreds of thousands of years for that photon to get from the center of the sun to its surface. And it takes 8 minutes to get from the sun to Earth. Is there music in there? Is there music in there? Is there music in there? Is there music in
Elasticity of Time and Space with the Nick McLean Quartet. We're coming up to the end of the show. Thanks for spending your Friday morning with Mr. K. Don't forget, we are also on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m., so do join us next Wednesday at 10 p.m. right here on CKMS 102.7 FM. You can hear us on Rogers Digital 946 and worldwide at RadioWaterloo.ca. Let's close out with a request from Priya, going out to Priya's Duffy's from Ottawa. Sabrina. Have a good week.